Section 36. The deserts shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. Reading assignment, Our Heritage, pages 81 to 96. On the 28th of July, 1847, 4 days after arriving in the Salt Lake Valley, President Brigham Young stood on the spot where the Salt Lake Temple now stands. He struck his cane on the ground and said, "Right here will stand the temple of our God." In Wilford Woodruff, Deseret Evening News, 25th of July, 1888, page 2. Within 1 week, the saints began surveying the new city, with the temple at the center of the survey. Why should the temple be central in our lives today? It took 40 years to build the Salt Lake Temple. What can we learn from the perseverance of the saints as they built the temple? Read Our Heritage, pages 82 to 84. What characteristics helped the saints overcome the great difficulties they faced during their first years in the Salt Lake Valley? What situations in your life today might require these same characteristics? In what areas of the world did the saints preach the gospel during the administrations of Presidents Brigham Young and John Taylor? See Our Heritage, pages 84 to 86 and 93 to 96. What sacrifices did these early saints make to share the gospel with people around the world? Scripture Chain. Blessings of Obedience. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 64, verse 34. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, verses 18 to 21. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 93, verse 1. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 130, verses 19 to 21. Scriptures relating to Scripture Chain, Blessings of Obedience. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 64, verse 34. Behold, the Lord requireth the heart and a willing mind, and the willing and obedient shall eat the good of the land of Zion in these last days. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, verses 18 to 21. 18. And all saints who remember to keep and do these sayings, walking in obedience to the commandments, shall receive health in their navel and marrow to their bones. 19. And shall find wisdom and great treasures of knowledge, even hidden treasures. 20. And shall run and not be weary, and shall walk and not faint. 21. And I, the Lord, give unto them a promise, that the destroying angels shall pass by them, as the children of Israel, and not slay them. Amen. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 93, verse 1. Verily, thus saith the Lord, it shall come to pass that every soul who forsaketh his sins and cometh unto me, and calleth on my name, and obeyeth my voice, and keepeth my commandments, shall see my face, and know that I am. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 130, verses 19 to 21. 19. And if a person gains more knowledge and intelligence in this life through his diligence and obedience than another, he will have so much the advantage in the world to come. 20. There is a law, irrevocably decreed in heaven before the foundations of this world, upon which all blessings are predicated. 21. And when we obtain any blessing from God, it is by obedience to that law upon which it is predicated. End of Scriptures relating to Scripture Chain, Blessings of Obedience. End of Section 36. The deserts shall rejoice and blossom as the rose.